Okay. Okay, so how should we just start it?
Hello!
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Eric.
Here we are again.
Here we are. We are doing another one of our awkward intros.
Yes, coming to you, not live.
Not live at all. In fact, we're quite dead.
Yes.
The end.
Yep, that's what we wanted to tell you. This next episode does not exist because we have passed away. We're very sorry to inform you.
But really, actually, what we're trying to accomplish with this little intro
is just wanted to let you know
that we are changing things around a little bit due to some kind of unforeseen circumstances. We had a couple of...
We had some cast changes.
Yes. A couple of our cast members had to leave. So we were kind of scrambling around to try to find a couple new players. And we have. We have a couple of friends that we've known for a very long time. And we are excited to introduce them to you tonight.
Yes.
So,
some new voices.
Mm-hmm. And... we are going from having Kevin as Dungeon Master to Eric. Eric is now going to be our Dungeon Master.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Hold your applause until the end of the show.
What a dork.
Sorry, I just couldn't hear myself talk over that deafening ovation that I heard from the future.
Oh, man. Well, you know, hopefully we will be continuing the fun show that we've brought to you so far. I think it's been pretty fun. Mm-hmm. And I think that we'll continue to do that.
Yep.
So just sit back, relax, and let us stroke your earlobes with our weird thing that I just said. What did I just say? Eric just gave me a look.
Ew.
Yeah, stroke your earlobes. That's what I said. And I mentioned.
She's like, stroke your, and I'm like, this could get gross.
Earlobes with sounds.
And then
sounds,
she said earlobes, and
but
it's
I guess
kind
you don't
of
really,
grosser.
I guess
than
you
what
don't
was...
really stroke the lobe with the sound. It's like, okay, let me hammer your eardrums with my character choices.
Yes.
Does that sound better?
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, well, enjoy the newest episode of Pork Fried Dice, courtesy of a bunch of big dorks just like us.
Yay!
The Barovian Construction Company is a family-owned, licensed, and insured home-building company dedicated to home improvement and design. We will craft your home to be modern, energy efficient, and we will guarantee that it collapses the instant the monster you are harboring in your sub-basement is vanquished. We offer quality service and 100% customer satisfaction. Services include roofing, siding, doors and windows, retaining walls, rough-hewn dungeons, flooring, insulation, secret passageways that open when you play a specific arpeggio on a harpsichord, crown molding, drywall, fully functional sacrificial altars, chimneys, stairs, an attic that serves as the superconductive focal point for pulling in and concentrating your dead children's spiritual turbulence, sunrooms. Contact Barovian Construction Company now for a free estimate. Just come on down to our office. There are literally only 3 open businesses in the village of Barovia, so you should have no trouble finding us. Barovian Construction Company. Turn your nightmares into reality.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of sometimes funny, usually awkward, perpetually sexy people play Dungeons and Dragons together. Featuring Jose as Gorin, Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks, let's roll!
What the hell, you're like cool times two, how normal, you're cool normally, and right now you're like, yo! And I'm like, come on, man. Be dorky or something. Go wash your dishes. Like,
that's the dorkiest thing I do throughout the week. That's a lot of dork.
Washing dishes is so dorky.
I'm so dorky at like midnight every night.
When you wash
well,
your dishes.
I cosplay when I wash my dishes, so maybe it's a little much.
That's amazing. Who are you when you wash your dishes?
That depends. Yesterday I was Sailor Moon. That's just the way it turned out.
That's cool. I just go furry every day, so it's nice that you have variety.
Yep, I witness it. I have to confirm that. Yes.
Yep.
It's a giant raccoon man in my house.
It makes drying the dishes easy, though.
Though I would imagine if you're napping before that, you just walk into your kitchen, you just think a raccoon's stealing your dishes.
Right. I'm like, God, raccoons are this size and invading my kitchen.
They love dishes.
It's because there's the dirty old food on them, just like in Garbage Land. Garbage Land.
Garbage Land.
Oh, Garbage Land.
That's a place.
I have a drink so that I can be less nervous. It's not working. It's just so bad. I haven't played with... Okay, so like this moment that we're recording after was months ago. So I'm like trying to put myself in that place. And I haven't been him for over a month. And I'm really nervous. I don't remember how to do it. Just be awkward like myself. Okay.
Will was always kind of awkward. It's fine.
Is he awkward or is he just like a jerk that doesn't... I don't know. I don't know what
I am.
Well,
you played him as awkward.
I did. my lives got very awkward, that's for sure. So,
how's everybody doing?
Glad you decided to talk.
No, that wasn't me.
It was Tanuki. He has returned.
That's me flying. And do you have headphones in, Greg?
Oh, no, I don't. I never do.
He's unlike the rest of the world. He doesn't always have headphones in.
I'm like him, then. I'm a weirdo, too.
That's true.
I never have... This is the only time I wear headphones when I do this.
Jose and I grafted into our skin.
Yes.
All right, I'll be right back. Hang on.
Peer pressure.
Poor Greg is having problems.
I'm bleeding all over the place.
What? Instead of grabbing his headphones, he grabbed a knife.
I can't live in a world where I don't have headphones in all the time. And then I stab myself in the hand because I'm an idiot.
I feel like you store them, like, under your knives or something. Like, you have, like, a drawer full of...
silverware drawer where, like, all your fancy knives are. Like, all your important stuff is stored underneath. Uh-huh. And you just reach in blindly.
Everything I own is in one box, and I just have to reach in whenever I need anything.
It's at the very least, it's convenient and inconvenient at the same time.
Because I know where everything is, it's somewhere inside this box.
It's in this box.
Right.
All right. Now that I have stanched the flow here.
Oh, Craig.
Are you seriously okay, dude?
Are you actually okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't know. Like, I think just I had cut myself like a week ago and I think it just reopened. So.
Oh, my God. You can take your time. He's going to be like playing.
Yeah, you're bleeding.
Out.
Yeah.
It's like a panic wound.
I'm fine.
Just spontaneously opened a vein.
It's okay. In this box of things I own, I keep a whole bunch of bags of my own blood. Just this kind of situation.
But no band-aids, though.
No band-aids. Yeah, there's no room with all the knives and
with all the knives and blood, where are you putting the band-aids?
Right, exactly.
It's a very organized box.
And now I will plug them in.
The knives or the headphones?
The blood!
You can select
good
now.
Point. I almost plugged a knife in. All right. There we go.
Yay!
That was an ordeal.
Poor Greg.
All right. Now, take them off. We're not using headphones tonight. Surprise, everyone!
We talked about it while you were gone. We decided no headphones and no blood, so you're already 0-2.
Well... I would have something witty to say to that, but the blood loss has just gotten, you know, so severe.
Just gotten
That's what I'm saying. He's going to pass out in the middle of recording. He's like, I'm fine. Ugh, we just...
All right, now this was all in character. All
right.
That's part of the story.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do this. Previously on Pork Fried Dice, what happened was there was Nick and Will and Lamora and Mithrin. They were in this crazy, spooky house with ghost kids. They were in the basement, and this cult of ghosts got mad and summoned something called Lorgoth. It was a big, as we said, gross pile of gross. It was like different eyes and faces and body parts and goop. And, of course, we fought it and killed it. There was the dagger that the ghost girl had to be convinced to use, and she stabbed it, and then it died. Then the house started to fall down. So we all ran out and breathed in smoke and got hurt. And Will blasted open the door with his Eldritch Blast. And we all came tumbling out of the front doors. And
tumbling, tumbling.
Yes, exactly.
Is that why you were singing that earlier?
No.
Game tumbling, tumbling.
A very different reason. But the party did come tumbling, tumbling out into the street, into the night sky. No, to the night
we came,
air.
We came tumbling into the sky.
Into the sky, and we floated off into the stars. All right. This is the end of Pork Fried Dice. Thanks, everybody. And when you look into the Little Dipper, you'll see Will's mustache glinting away in the sky.
Twinkle, twinkle, little stash.
Guys, that was totally worth cutting off my own finger. Thanks for bringing me on board.
But you can hear it so clearly through your headphones.
Yes.
The headphones and the echoing bass of his own blood draining out of it. Because I think Greg Davies' body is a dance club. No, no, you've dropped the bass too much. Too much! Too much!
Anyway, tumbling out into the night air, let's call it the night lit street. It's night, guys, it's night.
Okay.
It's night when they go outside. It's nighttime.
Okay.
And we looked back, and in the doorway were the two ghost kids waving, Indiana Jones style. Will probably chose poorly, but that's typical.
I always choose poorly.
And then the house kind of just, like, crumbled down, collapsed down around them with a crash and other noises. It probably took a while, and there's smoke and dust and all kinds of stuff. And then it was very, very quiet. And so we're all just out on the street, probably mostly on our butts. Cobblestones, just kind of staring at what was once a terrible nightmare to us, and now is just a pile of nothing.
And it's just me and you right now.
And Mithrin and Lamora are there too.
Oh, hey. Hey, guys.
I think Nick would probably go, whoa.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa is such an understatement.
And suddenly Mithrin says, who is that? And he points down the road. If you're facing the house from the street, it's down to the right. And what you see is a large pack of wolves and what look like really, really big wolves, like too big. If you know what they are, you might recognize them as dire wolves. And behind them stands a man. He's dressed extremely well, like a nobleman, and he's just kind of staring at everybody.
Oh, great. Great. Oh, does he look scary, or does he just look like a guy that's, well, I mean, I guess he has wolves around him, so that's kind
of
scary.
Yeah, they're just standing in front of him, sort of sitting, facing you, all of them. He's tall, thin, he's very pale, kind of long, kind of shoulder length, straight black hair, and he's actually kind of smiling a little bit.
Okay, Will stands up really quickly and is, like, brushing the dust out of his clothes, and he's like, oh, ha, 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 and he just kind of hopes that if he moves somewhere, the guy's not following him, like, watching him go anywhere. He's just gonna try to start moving along, like, yeah, like, come on, Nick, let's just go. And Mithrin and Lamora, let's just get out of here.
Which way are you? It's you're basically on, like, a street, so there's houses both sides and a pile of rubble, and then this guy with the wolves is in one direction.
So there's no other way to go. So he's just,
well, you could go away from them.
Yeah. It's just like kind of like he's trying to pass by, like, oh, time to just go on our way. Nothing weird happening here.
And the wolves kind of like move to block your way, basically, well in advance of you even getting close. They're not like right next to us. They're kind of a little ways away. And he sees kind of where you're going, the guy. And he says, oh, hold on there. Hello. I've come to greet you all to my fine land.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and Nick says, "Who are you?" And he says, "Oh, I'm sorry. My name, as you probably know, is Strahd von Zarevich." And he kind of gestures to the pile of rubble. Was this a nice welcome to my land?
What? You're the guy. You are the statue guy. Hey, guy. We saw you in there.
Yes. They actually seem to do a rather nice job of capturing my likeness, I thought.
Yeah. Yes. I completely see the resemblance. So we're gonna just go. We're gonna go
well,
get a
no,
drink.
No, 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 no. I think you might be wondering why you're here. What you're doing here. Is that not right? I'm gonna cut to the chase and assume that, yes, that is the case. I've graciously brought all of you here, and he gestures around him, as my guests. Make yourself at home. These are my lands, the lands of Barovia.
I feel like Will, like, looking at Nick, like, and, you know, Lamora and Mithrin, I don't know what everyone else is doing, but he's just mm-hmm. like, what's the group doing? I don't really, I feel like if it's possible, Will's still kind of, trying to shimmy his way, like, to not be in the front so that nobody can, like, he's like, if Strahd's talking to everybody else, uh-huh. I'm gonna see if I can kind of walk away.
Nick has his rapier out. He hasn't made any advances, but he's looking directly at Strahd, and he would probably say, guests? Well, if that's the case, then I think I would like to leave.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, I don't remember getting an invitation. I don't really feel like this is a party. It kind of hasn't been so great.
Oh, I understand. I'm sorry. That's a little fun I like to have. You're all fine, though. I wouldn't want you to go without some of my more gracious hospitality. And I'm sure that in return, you all will certainly provide me with some fine entertainment. You all are quite interesting people. You know, like normal guests would. Conversation, interesting stories, things like that. But we have plenty of time. For now, just get comfortable, but... And he just kind of tilts his head for a second. He just kind of looks you all over. I don't want you to get too comfortable. And at that point, he snaps his fingers and points at Mithrin. And from both sides of you, like either side of the street... swarms of rats come pouring out of the buildings and between. They go past all of you except for Mithrin, and they begin swarming up his legs.
Whoa.
Roll initiative.
Ah! Roll initiative. Just me? Oh no.
And Nick, okay. And Mithrin, and Lamora.
Oh my god. Okay. 14.
All right. So let's see here. The swarms of rats go first. And pretty much more rats than you can count from about every direction. And they don't touch you or Nick or Lamora. He pointed at Mithrin and they all begin swarming up his legs.
Oh. Okay. Are you kidding me? Are those all rats? Those rats, no.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So basically they... climb completely up his body as he starts to swat them off. Like, he swats one off and four take its place. And they swarm up his legs, up his back, up his front, up his head. And they immediately begin chewing into his armor and his flesh. He takes 78 damage.
Oh!
The weight of the rats pulls him to the ground, and his screams are quickly silenced. And all you can hear is chewing.
Will's making that noise, like,
And before anybody can pretty much make a move, the rats are beginning to disperse, and there's literally nothing left.
Will is definitely gonna try to run. Oh, God. That's probably really stupid. Oh, and difficult.
Well, I mean, I guess technically we're initiative, so it would be your turn next.
Oh, okay. But are the rats still there?
They're pretty much everywhere around. In terms of initiative, they haven't gone anywhere.
Oh, they're still there.
Swarm of rats all around you. They're everywhere.
Is there anything in the street that I could, like, carriage or any, like, is there anything in the street?
The street seems deserted. I mean, there's houses around. Not really fences. I mean, there's, like, maybe short fences. Small townhouse kind of houses. They're small, kind of like there's no, like, front gardens or anything like that, or, like, privacy fences.
Wow. Holy crap. That's terrifying. He's just like, whoa, 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 whoa! No! Rats! That's disgusting!
This is gross.
Yeah, this is a little...
Holy rats? God. No!
I'm literally looking for like a post or something that I feel like he would try to get out, you know, like, like get away from them.
I mean,
them,
there,
like...
there might be something if you go like towards a house or something like that, but you would have to kind of wade through and past a bunch and...
So wade through the rats. All right. Sounds like not a plan. I think then he backs up to Nick, like just puts his back to Nick. Maybe just, I don't know. It's hard because I have like Eldritch Blast, which targets probably like one creature. So I don't know. That's not really going to help anything.
Out of character, swarms are treated as one creature. So if you attack a swarm of rats, you target that swarm. You would not in those terms know that, but you know that you would hit some rats.
Yeah, I think he would just instinctively, like he'd back up and put his back against Nick so that they at least are like, or Lamora or whoever I'm closest to, back up, put our backs together. She's really short, so that I don't know if that would work. And so, and then I just...
Put your butt on her head.
I put my butt on her head and I just blast at whatever is near me.
Roll on attack.
Oh, great. I rolled a one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shite. So it doesn't matter what I add to it. Probably it's I rolled a natural one.
Your elbow hits Lamora's head. You're about to aim it down and the blast kind of just shoots off and smashes a window.
All right. Sweet.
You hear someone go, hey!
First the rats, now the fire!
And Strahd says, he's kind of laughing. He says, that's better. A little bit uneasier now, eh? He says, anyway, as I said, get to know the place, because he looks like directly at Will. You're not going anywhere soon, as much as you might want to.
Okay!
You wouldn't want to be rude, would you?
Rude? I'm never rude. I am so polite. Hey, love this town. Best town I've ever seen. It is amazing. And he's obviously like just looking around like, this is the saddest town I've ever seen. He didn't say that out loud. That's like what his eyes are saying. Like, this is the saddest, most cobwebby, dilapidated town I've ever seen. But it's perfect. This is amazing. I've never been in a town like this one. It's amazing. And these rats, look at them. They're also amazing. Just great. That's
You've got a mouth on you, don't you? That'll be interesting to see how that plays out. That's what Strahd says.
Oh, you got a real purty mouth.
Your eyes say no, and your mouth should say shut up.
He says, well, just know I'll pretty much always be watching while you're here, though you might not always be aware. I did mention the entertainment you'll be providing me. I mean, that was a nice little entr'acte, but let's have the first show right now. And he gestures kind of forward, and all the wolves stand up and slowly start pacing toward the party.
Oh, no, 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 no. Are the rats still there?
The rats have scurried off, but there are some wolves approaching from the other way.
More wolves?
Yeah.
Or the ones that were already there?
Well, there's the one way you've seen where there's been Strahd in front of him, a pack of wolves between you and Strahd. So if you were facing Strahd, behind you was open street, except for the rats, and there's more wolves approaching from that direction.
Oh, great. All right. Are we rolling initiative again or something?
Well, I'm going to keep the same initiative counts, and Nick is actually up next, and he's going to gesture everybody to sort of, you know, circle up. He'd be like, all right, everybody, circle up. And he's kind of looking for an out, because this seems kind of insurmountable.
Yeah.
What do we do? All right, I've got this. And he pulls out a dagger and he throws it at the wolf closest to them.
No, Nick. God, Nick, I hate you so much. That's what he said. How many wolves are there?
There are four dire wolves surrounded by eight regular old wolves.
Oh my God, we're going to die. What the fuck? When is Greg and Jose going to get here?
So Nick's dagger hits and deals...
He clips the dog's toenails. The dog. It's a dog now, okay? It's a dog.
There are eight dire wolves, 17 regular wolves, and one poodle. He managed to hit the poodle. Well thrown, Nick.
And it just pisses the poodle off. No.
And it evolves into a dire poodle.
I was going to say, remember, it's a dire poodle, so those are like really spiky clouds it's wearing.
It deals some damage. The dagger kind of sinks into the shoulder meat of the wolf. And it kind of snarls, and it makes to start running at you. Then it kind of stops and just turns its head back towards where Strahd is, and then keeps up the pace that the other ones is. Just a very slow advance, but it has like a tiny bit of a limp. And then it is Greg's turn. So basically what happens is they're advancing. They're almost into the... You can see like the front few wolves are like kind of settling back, almost about ready to like pounce at you. And then basically what you see is the ground beneath them quivers and shakes, and then it erupts upwards.
What?
There's cobblestones and dirt flying in all directions. And surging out of the ground, you see a mud-covered dwarf swinging a huge maul. It knocks two of the wolves, one of whom Nick had hit with the dagger, back into the pack. And those kind of hit the ground with a whimper, and they actually go running off away from everything into the town.
Whoa!
Mud dwarf!
Holy crap.
And there is a dwarf.
Are you gonna attack us too?
So that's right. Basically your movement, I'm gonna call it, but you can still take an action, Greg, if you want.
Okay.
But this is basically, keep in mind, you're coming out of what I described to you, and this is what you see. Yep. You've got a bunch of wolves right near you. There's some terrified looking people in a circle in the other direction, and a tall, fancy dressed guy standing behind the wolves, watching everything.
Assuming that the people are frightened because they just saw me pop out of the ground, and that the wolves that I just frightened away are frightened because I just popped out of the ground, I look around with an embarrassed look on my face and say, "Sorry."
Oh, he said sorry. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Hit them. Yeah. Nick says. Points at the wolves.
Are the wolves that I didn't frighten away approaching me still? Are they still
They're you're kind of almost in the midst of them, basically. You're like at the front end of their advancement. You kind of took out the lead two, but the other ones, they're kind of not really far behind.
I think a hand would go out to the nearest wolf with a, "Hey there, take it easy."
Doggy, it's the poodle.
Oh, yeah. Hey there, big doggy.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
All right, make an animal handling check.
He's like covered in mud. It's going to be like, they can't even see him. They're like the predator, right? That's what's going to be. You're going to be like, "I don't smell anyone."
15 plus what, 16.
Wow. It kind of stops and snuffs, sniff snuffs, you know, like dogs do. Or wolves, I guess, at your hand, and it sits and looks at you.
Oh, awesome.
And then it is Gorin's turn. So
I explode from the moon!
A moon-covered bard bursts out of the sky. No, so basically, Jose, you weren't really seeing all of this. You know, I described sort of you coming into everything in our own separate message. And basically, you get up there just in time to see the dwarf pop out of the ground and totally Crocodile Dundee, one of those wolves. But once you get up there, I didn't mention this to you in the message.
Up
but
where? Where is he?
Well,
where
don't
is
you
he?
Worry about that. You'll find out.
Maybe. What the hell is happening?
You see up there with you. There's a container near you, sort of like a basin. It has a few bottles in it. They look like wine bottles. They have labels on them. They used to say, you could tell it's kind of just hastily scratched out. It used to say, "Champagne du Stomp." But underneath it, written, it says, "Alchemist Fire +++".
Oh. To my knowledge, have I been spotted by any of these horrifying things yet?
It does not seem that way.
I like this situation. I'm going to go ahead and grab two of the bottles, just in case. Okay, no, I'm trying to figure out where I am, see if maybe I can get these scared-looking people. Like, I've seen them, right? Have I noticed?
You can see all of this. You're close enough. I mean, it's nighttime, but it's not, like, pitch black. There is a moon out, and you can see pretty much everything. I would say if you're thinking, like, sort of where you are, if you look straight ahead, the wolves are there. And then if you look a little to your left, that's where the people are, and a little to the right, that's where Strahd is.
Okay. Hell of a party.
You don't have to do anything if you don't want. That's the point about your...
I think I'm gonna hang back. I'm gonna hang back with these bottles just in case. I'm seeing a lot of crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Okay. It's Mithrin's turn, and he's gonna.
Wait, he's dead.
Oh wait, no, he's dead. Sorry, I'm confused because I'm a million people.
It's Mithrin's turn in his grave.
Yeah, Mithrin blows away. There's a little scrap of toe flesh laying on the ground, and it flutters away. No.
Gross.
No, he's dead. So then it is Lamora's turn, and she points at the nearest wolf to the dwarf and casts Sacred Flame. And misses. Kind of hits the ground next to it, and you see this bright, radiant light flame up and kind of gutter out.
Was she shooting at the one that I was petting?
Okay, sorry. The nearest hostile one.
Okay.
Yes. I hate pets! And then it is Will's turn.
All right. Yeah, I think Will's like, he thought the mud guy was like some kind of, because guys came out of the ground when we were in the
That's true.
Haunted house thing. Yeah, the zombie thing. So he at first he was like, oh, like I'm going to kill that thing. But then it made a doggy friend. So whatever wolf is nearest to me, of course, because that's what Will is going to do, is always going to attack whatever one is threatening him the most. So whatever one is closest to him, he's going to try to hit.
Okay. Aside from the nice one.
Yeah, not the nice one, because the nice one is the poodle. It's dire poodle. So, I'm sorry, I don't know what one is closest, but whatever one is closest.
At this point, it's actually one of the dire wolves probably closest to you.
Okay. And the dire wolves, like, this is an out-of-character question. Yeah. Would that be something that someone like me, like a city person, would know what that is? Like, is it, like, would I know anything about
probably.
A dire wolf?
I mean, you might not know as much as like a ranger or something like that, but you've probably at least heard of them. They're bigger, scarier, like kind of evilier wolves.
They're not like werewolves or something, right?
No, out of character, no. A dire wolf is not a werewolf. They are not.
Okay. Well, if it's a big, scary wolf, I mean, but the Strahd guy, can I look to see if Strahd is still there? He's still being a douche right over there?
He's just standing there watching.
What a dick. He's, all right.
When the dwarf came out of the ground and threw stone everywhere, he was smiling a good amount at that and kind of laughing to himself.
Oh, okay. That's weird. All right. Well, I'll cast Eldritch Blast at the nearest dire wolf to me.
Go for it.
19 and plus...
That's a hit.
5. Okay, so 24. All okay. Right. And then damage. Eldritch Blast is 1d10. Okay, sorry. It's been a while. 5.
Do you push it?
Oh, yes. I push that thing away. I definitely use my...
Okay. It kind of just skids backwards. Like, it braces its legs and kind of skids backwards. It doesn't, like, tumble or anything like that. And it shakes its head, kind of like a dog, like, fell down or something like that, to kind of orient itself, and then seems to be okay.
Crap.
And okay. And then it is the wolf's turn.
Crap. Crap.
So, three of the dire wolves, including the one you push back, walk closer to the party. The ones on the other side of you guys, they're further away. They don't really seem to be moving towards you as much. They're kind of just there. They move towards Lamora, Nick, and Will, the three that I said. And then the other dire wolf, which is closest to Greg, just kind of walks up to him. It doesn't even, like, run at him. It's weird.
Hmm.
But it goes up and it lunges at the dwarf, Greg's character. That is 15 versus your AC.
AC
top, kind of middle.
Is 16.
Okay. The wolf kind of gnashes on your chainmail under the mud, but doesn't actually sink its teeth into your flesh. And then two of those get closer to Greg, and the other four advance on the party. But at the pace they're going,
oh my God,
they're not quite there yet. And then it is Nick's turn. He sort of assesses, he has his rapier out, and he kind of breaks formation from the huddle that the three people have, and he lunges out at the closest dire wolf, actually. And he hits for 12 damage. And then it is Greg's turn.
Okay, so the one that I was petting is the one that bit my chest but didn't...
No, That is a normal wolf. It's still sitting there, just kind of looking at you. There was a dire wolf that came up and bit you.
I think I would take a step back and sort of, with hands up, you know, easy, easy, big guy.
Okay. Make
a... He's going to have like a whole pack of friendly wolves.
Make an animal handling check.
Ooh. Total of 5.
Uh-oh. Okay. It bares its teeth at you and growls extremely loudly, and flecks of spittle cover you and wash away some of the mud.
Ah!
It peed you!
Aww.
It does not seem appeased.
He's useful.
And then it is Jose's turn.
Alright, well now shit just got real, because I wasn't sure whether or not who was what and where. I saw quiet wolves and loud wolves and shrieking people and non-shrieking people and happy dwarves and a weird tall guy that's not doing anything and I get the creeps out of. So now it's time to do some shit. I'm going to yell to the people, guys, move, and I'm going to throw the bottle.
Alright, where are you aiming?
Into the largest cluster of wolves.
Got it.
Yes. Can we now know where the heck he is?
He is on a roof, kind of on the opposite side of the street that the death house was. Like I said, the house is kind of even with where the wolves were when they started to approach you. So not like directly across from the house, kind of closer down the street to where Strahd is. Between Strahd and you, basically. On a roof.
On a roof? What are you doing up there?
On a roof. All right.
Secrets.
Okay, so let me figure this out.
Secret. My god, please no more rats.
No, this is
I wasn't fed of even hearing that.
Yeah, so gross.
Okay, the fire hits a bunch of the wolves. It's like a huge, like, blossom of flame. Like, you've maybe seen... I mean, Jose's the only one that knows it's an alchemist fire, but... You've seen alchemist fire before, but something is up with this, and it's significant.
Making a cocktail over there, Eric?
Yeah, that's right. Molotov cocktail.
Nice. Ah!
Oh.
All right. So basically, you see there were 4 regular wolves and 3 dire wolves advancing on the party, and that was kind of the bigger clump. And of those, the ones that Nick and Will hit... They are basically incinerated, as are all of the regular wolves.
Even his friend?
No, he wasn't targeted. He is separated.
Oh, good, okay.
And then there was another dire wolf in that pack that basically gets the majority of its hair and a lot of its flesh singed off.
Oh.
But it's still... alive. It's not like writhing on the ground in pain or whatever. It's definitely not doing very well. Part of its fur is still smoking.
Smells good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Outback Steakhouse.
Plus more hair. Like, what?
No, a little less, actually.
I was gonna say, have you been to Outback?
A little less. So that's that. And when this blossom of flame erupts, Strahd was chuckling before, and he out and out laughs. Oh, my new friends have arrived! Now we're having fun! My turn!
Oh, God.
Boo.
Boo.
I hate our new GM, boo.
I thought we were recording in front of a live studio audience.
Don't worry, it's just rehearsal. It's just rehearsal.
Yeah. And he looks up at the sky and kind of just mutters a few words. You can't really make it out. It just sounds... You can tell he's saying something, but that's about it. And suddenly, from all directions, the sky darkens. And basically what you see... Kind of you get a little PTSD from a couple minutes ago, but except in this time, swarms and swarms of bats descend from everywhere. And kind of like Batman Begins style, they all just kind of start swirling around everybody and everything.
No.
Basically, all you can see are bats. And here are bats. You get them brushing you and stuff like that, but you're not like getting bitten or anything like that. And then all of a sudden... You all hear the scream of what Nick and Will can recognize as what sounds like in the voice of Lamora.
Oh, no!
Goran and I haven't introduced Goren's name, so I shouldn't say Goren, should I? Or should I? Does it matter?
The first time you you actually introduced Greg as Greg, and then you introduced Jose as Goren. Yeah.
Nice. We've got Goren playing Jose. You have to change your name now. Goren. Legally, so, you have to.
It's a good thing I live near a DMV.
There we go.
That's just a lot.
You guys don't really know her, but you hear what sounds like a female voice from the general direction of where the three people were scream, but not in like, my head is being eaten off, more just in like surprise and kind of shock. But the weird thing is the scream seems to be moving.
Whoa.
And this happens, you hear it like sort of moving and you can't really track it. You can just tell it's not staying in the same place just because of all the other noise with the bats doing their bat thing. Basically, all you can hear, aside from the scream, is just sounds of guano just splattering everywhere.
Biff! Splat!
Holy bad shit, Batman.
Let's get them all out of the way early.
And then continue to get it out of the way the whole rest of the time. And then the bats start to clear. Your vision starts to clear and you can see what's going on around you. And basically what you see, all of the wolves are gone. Strahd's still standing there. But the main thing that catches your attention is a significant amount of bats. You can imagine what significant is when I tell you what's happening. Are carrying Lamora through the air away from you.
What the hell? Bye.
Basically, it's just a
one with the bats now.
A dwarf shaped clump of bats.
Oh my.
Flitting off, and you can see when you, because obviously your eye is somewhat drawn that way. You can see that it seems to be like she's probably 50 feet away at this point and moving away, screaming the whole time. It seems to be, if you were to guess, they don't really seem to be wavering. They kind of are going in a single direction. And you can see far away to the northwest, there's this extremely large castle on top of this rock promontory, somewhat overlooking the town. And it seems to be like they're heading that way.
I'm like, cast sacred flame! Do something!
You see a poof of bright light and a couple bats fall, and the clump dips down for a second. But
oh,
then
no.
it kind of gains elevation again and keeps going.
Oh, what just happened?
I think he has a favorite.
Oh, God. Oh.
It's Nick.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And it is Will's turn.
Are there any bats or wolves or what's going on?
There are no wolves. All the wolves are gone. No. There are maybe some bats around, but like not nearby. They're around in the sky, flying away, basically. There's a clump of bats, if you remember, towards the castle. And there's just Strahd standing where he was.
But so too far away for me to actually try to cast anything towards the clump of bats to do anything to the bats. And also probably if I hit them, she would just fall out of the sky and die anyway.
You estimate that it would be very tough to hit them from the distance that you are.
And now the only bad guy that is an obvious bad guy is Strahd right there, correct?
And
now,
like, and Will.
Hey! Thanks.
Obvious bad guy.
Fuck you. All right.
I get it.
I mean, it's true, but hey. Okay, so Will's just, like, probably spinning around trying to see who the heck is still left. I mean, as long as and then, can we still see Goren? Can we see him?
I mean, that's up to him. I mean, he's not, like, behind really anything. There's maybe a small, like, on the house in Home Alone 2. It's like a little brick wall up there.
Okay.
Something that high. So he could be hiding if he wanted to be.
Would you be hiding, Gordon? Gordon?
Gordon?
All right.
I think with my bright yellow raincoat and hat, you'd be able to see me.
Go back to the DMV. You got to change it again.
No, I think at this point, he would have had to be standing up and fairly visible to be able to throw the bottle that far.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He takes kind of like just looking around to see who, what, like, there's two new people. Lamora just, oh god, this is a lot for Will. Will can't handle this. And Strahd is there. Is he, what does he look like? Laughing at us still? What a dick.
He's not laughing anymore. He's just smiling and just kind of watching you. Keeps glancing up at where Gorin is.
Okay. I think he like puts his hands up like, hey, no more bats. No more animals. How about we just not have that? No more. I think that's what he's just going to see if Strahd will talk to him. But
right. Strahd says, oh, no more. Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm kind of bored of this. You know what? I'll see you guys later. Hopefully soon, perhaps. That style, how I just spoke, is totally not how he talks. I don't know why I was talking like that. He's just like, hey, dudes. Yo, bro, catch you later.
He throws up a peace sign and goes away on a surfboard made of bats and wolves.
Wow, I want to be him.
Let's see.
Oh my god.
Let's redo that. What he actually says is pretty great.
I love the idea of leaving on a surfboard made of bats and then coming back in and being like, no, let's do that over. I don't like
it. Wasn't cool enough.
What he would say is, I do tire of this. Farewell, my little puppets. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other again, and hopefully soon. And he closes his eyes, crosses his arms across his chest, and it looks like he kind of like implodes his body. Pfft, even with like a, there's a bit of an audible like sound like that, like a piffed kind of sound. He farts, and where he was standing, there's like a cloud of like fog mist. It's green. It has stink lines coming off of it, and it drifts away. Towards the same, in the same direction that Lamora was carried off in.
Awesome. Okay. Well, now everyone here is a real person. I don't have to role play with nobody anymore.
Are we?
Are we? And I just dissolve into a pile of bats. Oh, no, he wasn't real after all.
But as you're collapsing, your hand is left and you point at one of the rats and it sits there and stares at you as the rest of you collapses into more rats.
It's taken me so long to learn how to do that trick. Like, and I gotta tell you, rehearsing it is a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so much guano.
Everywhere.
I think right, Nick would go, what just happened?
Yeah. Who are you? I think
I'm going to yell down. I go with that guy. What just happened?
I am so glad I'm not the only one asking. And then I would walk over to introduce myself. Who's where?
Nick and Will are kind of close to you. Gorin is up on a roof.
Well, then I would start with the people near me and walk over and say, hello.
Well, hello there. Thanks for bursting out of the ground when you did. You kind of... I think saved our bacon there a little bit, though I kind of got the feeling that asshole was toying with us.
Yeah, you think? He just carried Lamora away in a cloud of bats.
That guy, not a friend of yours.
No! No! No!
Well, to be fair, we've just met him. First impressions are important, but Nick doesn't actually say that.
Who is that? Who, do you know that guy? Like, Will is going to point at Mud Dwarf, and he's gonna point up at the roof where Gorin is or was, might be headed back down, and just be like, do you know that guy? Who are you?
I can barely see that guy through the mud. My name is Lank Stumpers.
Hello. Lank Stumpers.
Hello, Lank.
Hello.
My name's Nick. This is Will.
Yeah.
We're very pleased to meet you, I think.
I'm pleased to meet you as well. I hope you will not take it personally if I have to ask you your names again at some point.
Sure.
Okay.
It's hard to remember names for some people. I know. I don't always get it on the first try. Will here, I think, is more of a people person. I'm guessing he'll probably know your name pretty well.
Lank Stumpers.
See? Told you.
That's me.
He's a mud guy. What is this guy? Who are you? Like, what? Why were you underground? Who are you? Will's just starting to get like, who are you? What
is going
on?
Will, calm down. We owe this man a bit of gratitude, I think.
I wish I could give you more explanation, but you know almost as much as I do. I woke up this morning underground, tried to get out from underground, and popped out here next to all your dogs. Nice dogs you've got, by the way.
Those are wolves, first of all. And also, those wolves were not... Is that one wolf still there, out of character?
No, they're all gone.
One... Oh, okay. Not even the nice one?
Nope.
Poor wolf. Those wolves are not our wolves. Obviously, oh. They're trying to attack us.
Well, I am glad that your friend up there on the roof didn't set the friendly one on fire.
Yeah, we don't...
I don't know that guy either.
We don't know. Hey, are you okay?
I was waiting. Is there an easy way for me to get down there?
Yeah, you got up pretty easily. There was, like, a external staircase up to, like, looks like maybe, like, a second floor apartment or something. And from there, next to that, there's a way to kind of get up onto the roof. So it might take you, a minute or two, but it doesn't take any kind of crazy acrobatics or anything.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that. Come down.
All right, so maybe by this point, you're down and rounding the corner of the building.
My defense, from my vantage point, none of these wolves looked particularly nice.
Yeah. Well, this guy, made friends with one of them pretty easy. I don't know. Mudman.
That was incredible.
I am a dwarf under all this mud. At least I think I am. And, you just need to show a little bit of patience with animals like that.
Will's just what? Monster? They're monster wolf guys? Those were giant wolves!
Yeah, to be fair, the bigger one didn't seem to take too kindly to your efforts there, Lang.
No. I often don't get respect from animals with my stature.
Right. I think, can Will cast Prestidigitation? Can he just point at Lank's head and just kind of prestidigitate the, clean his face? Like a squeegee, just to see his face, just so he's not looking at a
Just the face, not even the whole head? Yeah.
Yes, just because it's a weird thing to do to somebody, but just because he doesn't, he's just like... Yeah. Like, just to see what's under there?
It's like just a magic ShamWow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nighttime. I thought it was the mud. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Lank Stumpers. Okay. Well, now, Nick. I think he turns to Nick because he knows you.
Yep.
At least. But he also is making sure he's not turning away from whoever is coming around the corner, this guy that he doesn't know. Keeping an eye on these two new people. It's just like, what do we do?
Well, we could try to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. I say, go. Do you guys live here? Who are, where are you from? You were underground. You live in the dirt?
Oh, no. I just found myself in the dirt this morning. It's an unusual story. I'm not quite sure how to tell it. But I don't think I'm from around here. This place doesn't look familiar to me. But most places don't.
You are interesting. Okay. All right. I think he kind of leans closer to Nick and he's like, I think this guy's maybe not all there. I don't know.
I guess we'll have to find out, but don't tell him that. He looks pretty thick and has a big, thick hammer.
What? Nick. Okay.
Sorry, I just can't help but notice a man's hammer. Sorry, dwarves.
Is Goran here yet?
Yeah,
is
basically.
He, near?
And if he approaches.
Okay. I will approach.
You're not all skulky? Yeah.
Not this time.
Oh.
Not this time around.
Secret. Goran was literally with us the whole time in the house. He was just always around the corner, peering around.
When I come back together and I coalesce from the rats, I'm just subtext. So sometimes it's dead. I'm going to walk over and I'm going to introduce myself. Hi, my name is Goran. Who are you, interesting fellows?
Oh, I'm Nick. This is Will. And we've just met this gentleman here. This is Lank.
I'm Lank.
Like to make an entrance, huh?
When the opportunity presents itself.
It certainly did, I would say, and that wasn't too bad of one yourself, Goran. Quite a show of fireworks there.
Figured you guys might have needed a hand once I'd figured out all the wolves seemed a little less than passive.
Do you live here? Is that your house?
No, I'm brand new here, too.
Oh, great.
Freaking immigrants.
Oh, man.
Hey, he got the job done. Yeah! Lin-Manuel Miranda!
When you squeegeed off Lang's face, you saw he was wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, no!
Oh! Put the mud back! Put the mud back! Shove him underground!
I have more of that fire!
Yeah. All right.
I would suggest getting out of the street, maybe. Anybody would know when maybe there's an inn somewhere around here?
I don't know. We were just in this rubble pile.
Yeah.
It was a house not very long ago. We were in there. Basically all we've been.
Did we see an inn when we came into town, Will? I don't remember. I don't think so.
I don't remember either.
We didn't see much of anything.
We saw those kids that you suggested we go help. Thanks, Nick.
And we did. And it went...
Yeah, we helped them. That was real helpful, you know, how they turned into ghosts and, like, possessed my body. And, you know, that was just
the... It was part of the journey. And now they're at rest. I understand there were some sacrifices along the way. But you're okay now. Do you have any ghosts left in you? Any remnants floating around in there? Anything like that?
No, I hope not. That's good. No.
I'm going to turn and look at Lank and go, they seem like people with a exciting social circle.
All of this happened to you folks this morning?
Did I say this morning? I shouldn't have said this morning if I did. It was a couple days ago, I guess.
Yeah, we definitely have been here for a couple days.
I think you said this morning. I think he did.
Oh, okay.
I'm new here.
We all kind of are, I think. Not literally birthed from the ground new, some of us, but still.
Yeah. Is that how dwarves are born? Is that, you were just born? Is that why you're so confused?
We've just witnessed the miracle of dwarf birth.
No wonder he thought the puppy was nice.
Right.
They call backhoes midwives.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and feel free to visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.